Joan Alker, J-O-A-N-A-L-K-E-R, and I'm a research professor at the Georgetown University McCourt School of Public Policy. For a couple years now, Georgetown and the University of North Carolina has been doing some joint research on the role of Medicaid in rural areas. And many people don't know that Medicaid is a really important source of health coverage for small towns and rural areas. In this report, we looked at the impact of if a state has chosen to expand Medicaid or not. Many states have chosen to expand Medicaid, but there are 17 that still have not. What we found was that in small towns and rural areas, there was more than three times as large a decline in the low-income adult uninsured rates in states that chose to expand Medicaid as compared to states that have not done so. Expanding Medicaid has had a very positive impact on small towns and rural communities generally. Improved coverage rates in those areas typically translates to a more stable healthcare system, and that's really important in rural areas and small towns, not just for those adults who've directly benefited from expanding Medicaid, but really for everybody living in those communities. And that's because rural areas tend to have shortages of healthcare providers. Rural hospitals have been closing, especially in states that don't expand Medicaid. So all of these issues make the Medicaid expansion decision very, very important for folks living in rural areas. The Medicaid expansion is really directed at parents and other adults before they reach the age of 65. At that time, they can get Medicare. So we're talking about the lower income adults, including parents, including women of childbearing age. But this benefits children, too, because when parents are covered, that's better for kids as well. A couple of states continue to move forward. This is really a state decision. And last year, earlier this year, I should say, Virginia decided to go ahead and expand Medicaid. And I think we're going to see in the elections ahead the voters speak on the issue of Medicaid. There are three states right now, Nebraska, Utah, and Idaho, that all have Medicaid expansion on the ballot. And Medicaid continues to be a pretty hot issue. So we will see, I think, this fall where we go on this issue of Medicaid expansion.